This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to Vietnam, where the stock market has been on a roller coaster ride for a week. That's because one of the country's most powerful bankers was arrested last Monday for undisclosed financial crimes. Na Pham is with us from the BBC's Vietnam service, and she has the details. Good morning.
Hello.
So how did the arrest of this one guy send shares tumbling all across Vietnam?
Just because Mr. Nguyen De Kien is not only one guy, one banker, but he's very well connected. He's been operating in the banking industry in Vietnam for a long time. He holds a large share of stocks, not only in one bank, but several commercial and private banks. Hmm. And people just presume that his arrest would signal the collapse of the Asia Commercial Bank and some other banks. And also, I should remind you that the trust in the Vietnamese banking industry is not very high. There were scandals before when people put money in certain banks and could never withdraw them. That's why people went to panic, and it's quite understandable that they reacted that way.
Well, now, when we think of economies in Southeast Asia, you hear the term Asian tiger. These have been very fast-developing, fast-growing economies. Do you think that this signals that that may be coming to a halt?
Definitely. When you're talking about Asian tigers or dragons, whatever, they were talking about growth rates of something like, you know, around 10% per year. Vietnam has certainly slowed down in that term. And if you look at other aspects of the economy, like foreign direct investment or a development in the banking industry that I mentioned earlier, you could see lots of signs that the economy not only slows down, but also shows a lot of shortcomings. And there are lots of economic policy that the government, you know, are carrying out, but probably not as successfully as they hope.
Na Pham of the BBC's Vietnam service, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.